Okay, guys, let's do it. Welcome to the meeting of the Glendale IDA today, August 6th. We've got a short agenda, but first, before we go, I'd like
Alan
to just
Burke has joined the conference.
Hello, Alan.
Alan, how are you?
Good morning, everyone.
Good.
How's everybody? Hello, Alan.
Good. So what I'd like to do, guys, is let's do a quick roll call just for the record. Let's start with the IDA members. I'm Bob Holmes in here.
I'm Miles Charles.
Alan Verde here.
Okay.
Mac McKenna here.
Mac?
Yes, sir. Here.
And John Catledge. Are you here, John?
John Catledge here.
Okay, hello, guys. That gives us a quorum so we can proceed. Let's just move on to our first agenda item, and that will be a financial report from Miles.
We have a total of $156,594.94 as of yesterday or this morning.
Let me get that down. $156,594.94.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That statement should be coming hopefully today. They're usually about a week, you know, week or 6-8 days, depending on the weekends, as they get mailed to me. This rough math from the deposits and what we had from the November meeting. Total of $121,864.75 in the money market and $34,729.44 in the checking. $53.13 interest year to date. We paid one check for $10,000 to Midwestern University for the scholarship. We had six deposits and totaling $45,000 from the various Beatitudes, Glen Cross, Midwestern, Royal Oaks, Terraces, and SunTrust. That's pretty much it.
Very good, Miles. Very good. Yeah, I think that's all the money we're going to have, but for perhaps an application fee from people of faith. I think that should be coming sometime. Very good. Okay, guys, I think all of you, Miles may not be familiar, but in the past, when we had people of faith financing, Riley Carlock and Apple, I represented them, and we took on new counsel. Back in 2016, we used Bill Keneally, and I think we're just trying to use him again for this financing, just in this one situation. Do you guys have any questions for Bill? He's on the line. Yeah, I'm sure he can answer any questions for you guys. Go ahead if you do.
Well, we've worked with Bill before, and we appreciate him very much.
I think so. Absolutely.
I have one question to ask Bill. Bill, how did that diet work that you were on the last time I saw you? Did it bake or did it?
Well, sort of.
Okay.
It's like anything else. You know, you maintain it for a while, and then things start to slip a little bit.
You go away, well.
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
That's great. Good. Good for you.
Danny. Okay, any other questions?
Let me just give a little color here. The people of faith is moving forward with a financing that's going to come to the IDA, and you'll be receiving applications probably within about a week from now, if not sooner. They would plan to close the transaction probably mid-October or so. And it's a large financing, approximately $200 million, give or take. It hasn't been sized yet. What they're planning to do is add 56 independent living units on property that they've recently acquired adjoining the existing Royal Oak campus, and then to redo their assisted living facilities and dining facilities and things like this. They're going to have underground parking to accommodate the new independent living units, And it's a major, major project, but they have the credit and the ability to do this kind of production. And our firm has done legal work for Royal Oaks and People of Faith since 1982, and we appreciate bringing Mr. Keneally in as special counsel, and would ask the only item that's really not expressly set forth on the agenda, that as special counsel he would be authorized to conduct any required public hearings that the authority must have as a conditioned issue in his bonds. So whenever a motion is made to appoint him, it would include, you should include that he would conduct public hearings as required.
So moved. And this is Alan here. Does any of this money go to, I guess they have a new Inspirata Point?
That's
building?
That's what they're going to be working on, yeah. It's okay. A major project. Yeah, 56 mm-hmm. independent units. I don't have the figures in front of me, but they're calling them villas, not townhouses and anything else, but villas that would accommodate two couples, I think, or two independent.
And Bill, we'll get the information when they give us their application, I imagine. We have not information
yes.
so far.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a very good office. In fact, Bill, I get back to 1982 when you made the first presentation with Mr. Earl Walker of People of Faith, which was part of the Presbyterian Church at that time, I think.
Well, they sponsored it, yeah. I think the Faith Presbyterian Church, yeah. Well, they've been very successful, and they've got a huge waiting list of people to market to, and they're 50% sold already on the new units. They haven't even broken ground yet.
Yeah, I took a look at their COVID information because it's such a different environment here. I'm sorry, this is Alan again. It's just such a different time to cover everything. I have an older sister who is in an independent living at the moment, and I've been watching her COVID statistics, and unfortunately they've had some cases there. So since I'm still newer out here, I'm looking at Google Maps of, it looks like, their community, which looks quite nice. This looks like an upper community. And yes, if they're already 50% sold, it's just a different time.
Well, guys, let me get back to you. We're not going to go on discussion of whether the rest of the application is in. Let's just stick with our... And now, to go forward, we need to appoint Bill Keneally as our counsel. And I think we need to stick with Aaron real quick.
I move that we do that. And we give him permission to handle the hearings and whatever necessary.
Go ahead, this is second.
Miles. I'll second. This is Miles.
Secretary, we have a motion to second. Do we have a vote? We can. How do you want to do this, Bill? Just by single note or by... each person.
Well, I think you can just do it by acclamation. See if there's, you know, you've
okay.
got five board members, and see if anybody is opposed to it. And
anybody who's do I have any aye? Do I have ayes to pass the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed to passing the motion? Sounds like we haven't passed the motion, Bill.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Okay.
Well, that's the other thing, if I'm jumping ahead a little bit, would be, but while everybody's on the phone, and we'll send out an email about this, but I'd like to schedule a board meeting for no later than, you know, around the 8th, 9th, or 10th of September. And I don't know if the 8th is the day following Labor Day, so if you're going out of town, that's not a good date. But the 8th, 9th, or 10th, we'd have to do it, and then we would go to the city council, Jesse, on the 22nd, and that's all workable,
yep.
I take it.
Absolutely.
So take a look at your calendars, guys. We'll send you a thing, but it'd be the 8th, 9th, or 10th. We need to commit and do it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And, Bob, you'd like to have an in-person meeting if possible. Maybe we'll see how this is all hanging in there, but we'll just have to go with it.
Yeah, I'd like to plan on it, but we obviously have this type of technology to back up, so I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Bill, this is Mac. It looks like all 3 days are okay for me, so if there's a change, I'll let you know. But all right, now 8th, 9th, and 10th are fine. 4 o'clock, would that be what we shoot for?
Correct.
Yes.
And Bill, this is Bob Holmes. I'm fine on any of those dates right now.
And this is Alan here. Yeah, I'm fine. We're not traveling at all at this point, so...
John, are you able to commit at this point, or do you know yet?
Yeah, I sadly did so a minute ago. It must have got walked over.
Okay, good. Well, it sounds like a plan, Bill. If you get that in order for us, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob, and the gentlemen, Bill.
The Royal Oaks campus is closed right now. There's not a way to... I know you like to sometimes go out and walk the ground out there and see things, but they're not letting anybody on right now. Closed down tighter than a drum.
Yeah, I did want to do that for the board members. I asked Bill to look into it, and that's what he found out. So, unfortunately, at this point, we can't. If that opens up to us at a later date, I'm going to certainly try to get over there myself, and I'll let you guys know if we're able to do it.
Yeah, it's quite a place, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's the cream of the crop.
Yeah, it is. We have any other thoughts or business, guys?
I just have a question. This is Alan here. Just a question on your recording, your phone conferencing software. Do you have the ability to record?
I don't know.
I mean, I do for a lot of the organizations that I work with. We record, especially for the secretary. That way, if there's a lot of figures thrown out or important information, we have an archive record. I don't know if that's at all required. Most phone conferencing systems I use these days have that ability. So I don't know if that's of interest to you, you know, or not. And Bill,
I don't know whether
you were cutting out a lot during the conference.
This is Bob. Jesse Peters has recorded the meeting.
Yeah, Alan, not through the software of the conference line. We are recording on this end over here. Separately, if we decided to use something like video conferencing, we have that opportunity to assist with that as well. But we definitely are recording the meeting for sure. And then if we do it in person, we definitely will record that too.
Yeah, as I said, I actually create an MP3 file, and then I'm able to send it out to the board members. They find it very useful because sometimes, this was obviously a very short meeting, but sometimes when you get a lengthier meeting, it helps everybody to review. But I know some people are uncomfortable if something's recorded. I'm just throwing it out there. So you're already telling us you're recording it. So
yeah, the city of Glendale requires us to for all boards and commission meetings now. And so that's why I share with you guys at the beginning that these were always going to be recorded, because those recordings do go up on the website, so the public is able to listen as well.
Right. Yeah. Okay, good.
Very good. Okay, guys, we have a motion. I'm ready to go. Let's share some other business.
I think you've had the financial report, and you've had a motion and second, and that was carried on the vote to engage Mr. Keneally as the special counsel with the ability to conduct a public hearing. I think that's all the business you can conduct under the at this point.
There's a motion then to adjourn.
Alan motions to adjourn.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. And
Jesse,
thanks. Nice hearing you.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks, everybody.